Hashtag Chiberia, Chicago residents throw boiling water, watch it freeze. By Joel B. Polak on January 30, 2019. Chicago area residents amused themselves in the midst of near-record cold on Wednesday by taking boiling water outside, throwing it into the air, watching it freeze before it hit the ground, then sharing the video on social media. Boiling water freezes before it hits the ground. 22/49 wind chill in Chicago. Hashtag Chicago, hashtag Jaden, hashtag Chiberia pic.twitter.com/upevechlog. Clay Carroll, at Clay underscore Carroll, January 30, 2019. Boiling water gone bad in hashtag Chiberia pic.twitter.com/msnhs0p9sv. Chris, at Okai Chris, January 30, 2019. Hashtag Chiberia ain't got nothing on hashtag Bloomington and at WBNQ hashtag polar vortex pic.twitter.com/ist6e3k. John Davis, at Radio Davis, January 30, 2019. Temperatures were so cold on Wednesday morning that Chicago residents observed steam rising from Lake Michigan. Since the air was so much colder than the water, forming clouds of steam along the lakefront. 40-foot wall of ice steam on Lake Michigan today outside my window. Chicago is on lockdown today, ain't nobody going anywhere. Hashtag Chiberia, hashtag cabin fever pic.twitter.com/QEFCX7SCBM. Susanna Leva, at Susanna Leva, January 30, 2019. Steam off the lake at minus 23 this morning, hashtag Eris in the morning, hashtag 1019 Themix, hashtag studio view, hashtag Lake Michigan, hashtag Chicago, hashtag Chiberia pic.twitter.com/15xmd. Eric Ferguson, at Eric the Mix, January 30, 2019. Local ABC News affiliate WLS7 reported, temperatures Wednesday night into Thursday could challenge the record low temperature for Chicago of minus 27 degrees. The high temperature for Wednesday was minus 10, which was near the record of minus 11. The wind chill was reported to be minus 49 degrees Fahrenheit at O'Hare International Airport on Wednesday morning, roughly 100 degrees colder than the effective temperature in San Francisco, California, which was in the low 50s. Temperatures were similarly low across the upper Midwest, and are expected to warm again, relatively speaking, by the weekend, when Chicago will heat up past the freezing mark. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.